And there we are. Hello again, everyone. I think I'm in the mood for a bit of a casual one today. I don't know, it's like... Describing the horny moods that I get is a little tricky, because, you know, it's not like, one day I'll just sort of wake up and I'll be like, oh, I feel this way, or, oh, it's one of those, or, oh, it's one of those. You know, it's like some days I won't just be like, oh, I'm sensitive today, or oh, I'm this or I'm that. It's like there's a bunch of different factors going into things, of course. And today, I am sensitive, but I'm also mad horny, which means this isn't the first time I've gotten off today, just because I really needed to. But combine that with sensitivity, and it's like... Well, you can tell by the noise coming out the back of my throat. That's another thing. Depends on the day how vocal I am, I suppose. Fuck, I'm barely 2 minutes into this. And I really feel like someone's actually got their fucking hand around my cock. Curious little thing, almost a sidebar. I never understood this one thing that's like a running joke, and that is that like if you like sit on your hand so that it goes numb because of pins and needles, then you jerk off. It's supposed to feel like someone else is doing it, and it's like... I genuinely don't believe that anyone has ever earnestly thought that. I think some people never grow out of the face of the dumb shit you say in exploring masturbation and whatnot. Just so you have something stupid to talk about with other people who have no fucking idea what they're on about. Oh God. There's plenty of fucking I have a habit of getting really bored of jokes that weren't particularly funny to begin with, but that just keep going. Stuff like that gets me, you know? Dumb jokes about sex that nobody actually experiences or really does anything with, but everyone keeps making them. Fuck. I'm going fast. I think you might be able to tell that just from how I'm reacting. Fuck. I'm already edging, basically. Fuck. Fuck. Oh God. Yeah, sensitivity combined with that not being the first time I've gotten off today. I might have a bit of soreness from me having gotten off quite a lot lately. And everything's sort of in that, you know, spicy food, sort of like, Sort of wakes your mouth up, makes your taste more sensitive. That's what it's like. It's just on the edge of being a little bit uncomfortable, so it makes it better. Teeny bit of masochism, I guess. I wonder if habits like that are why it takes so long to finish most of the time. Oh, hug. I can feel every bead of pre-cum making its way out of me. It's like, it doesn't feel like a liquid until it reaches near the top. And then it's like, almost feels like a bubble. It expands a little bit and pushes out. I'm being a little bit colourful. I don't think that's a technically accurate description. The way these things feel isn't exactly on par with how they are, I guess. I think the important thing to note is that, like, I think you get the picture. Today I'm just feeling particularly fucking sensitive. Slow. I just almost actually fucking did it on accident then. I'm actually fucking melting over here. I'm genuinely leaking. My hand is soaked with pre. I don't normally make this much. I think I made a note of that before, but holy shit. This is some of the most I've ever made. Fuck. You can tell it's good when my thighs start to fucking clench up. That almost hurts. Not quite. It's a little comfy. Let me adjust my position. There we go. Fuck. Oh, God. I think you're getting quite the authentic experience of what I'm actually like when I'm getting off. God. Shit. Ah. Fuck. Fuck. Actually made its way down my forearm. So I came, ran down my hand onto my wrist and there. Lucky I rolled my sleeves up, really. Looks good. Sounds good. Oh, fuck me, man. I'll see you all for the next thing. Bye-bye!